Taiwan and the United States say they will start trade talks this fall. This after a controversial visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the island. And more members of Congress went there this week. Well, China reacted by staging military drills around Taiwan, which it considers part of China. Let's bring in Shelley Rieger now. She's a political scientist at Davidson College and author of The Tiger Leading the Dragon, How Taiwan Propelled China's Economic Rise. Shelley, nice to talk to you.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure.
So the Chinese military continues to make aggressive moves around Taiwan after the Pelosi visit and this follow-up visit by other members of the U.S. Congress. Have these visits raised tensions or, from Taiwan's perspective, made things more dicey? This is a small island, 23 million people.
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is that it's not at all clear that these kinds of gestures really do anything to enhance Taiwan's security. And in this instance, given the intensity of Beijing's military reaction, it seems pretty likely that they've actually eroded Taiwan's security to some extent. And I think that as much as people in Taiwan are reluctant to say anything negative to or about American leaders, I think they're feeling that pressure in a new way since the Pelosi visit.
Well, in Beijing, the Chinese military seems to be trying to show it can invade Taiwan, take it by force. Is the military conventional wisdom that yes, it can?
No, not yet. You know, certainly the People's Liberation Army is much more capable than it was even a few years ago, and they have devoted enormous resources to creating the capability to actually invade and occupy and control Taiwan. But I think it is pretty widely understood that this is still a highly risky proposition. So I think what we are seeing now is more about deterring Taiwan from thinking that, you know, the strong support that it may be getting from some in the United States is enough to justify pushing the boundaries in its relationship with China, rather than actually, you know, the PRC winding up for the sort of strikeout pitch.
We spoke recently to Kevin Rudd, the former Prime Minister of Australia, longtime China scholar, as you know. And he thinks Beijing, in his new book, will try to unify with Taiwan during the Xi Jinping era, say in the next 10 or 15 years. Are leaders in Taiwan seeing this question the same way?
Leaders in Taiwan are not thinking about the near-term or even the medium-term future in, like, it's a done deal, we've run out of options way at all. They have been very creative and quite flexible in coming up with ways of evading or avoiding that outcome. And I think that will continue to be the case. So while I understand the logic of, you know, it's got to happen within Xi Jinping's term, and Xi Jinping's term is X number of years, so ipso facto, this is the timeline, I don't actually think the PRC has any desire or intention to lock itself in to a timeline that it might not be able to achieve.
Yeah. Now, from far away here in the U.S., a lot of people may assume Taiwan and China are these enemies, that there's this oceanic Berlin Wall up there. But you have written a lot about economic integration. How much has Taiwan contributed to China's economic power, to China's consumer culture today?
Without Taiwanese investors, we would not see the Chinese economy that we see today. There is an enormous amount, nobody really knows, but it is probably somewhere between $500 billion and $1 trillion of Taiwanese investment in mainland China. And most of that investment, it's not portfolio investment, it's, you know, actual physical facilities, technology, factories, all that stuff. It's a huge relationship, and it's not going away.
Yeah. Finally, I mean, you go to Taiwan regularly, speak to the people there. How are Taiwanese leaders and people looking at a less powerful country in Europe being invaded by a geopolitical power, that is Ukraine invaded by Russia, and whether it's a preview of what might happen there?
That's a big conversation in Taiwan. Most people don't want to draw the parallel too directly, but I think they recognize that the invasion of Ukraine kind of changed the calculus about what is possible. And I think there was a sense in Taiwan in the last 20 or 30 years that it just doesn't make sense for the PRC to invade Taiwan. Like, what would they have to gain? Look how much they would have to lose. It just can't happen. But I think many Ukrainians had that same calculus about Russia. It just doesn't make sense. You know, a 20th century style invasion with tanks and stuff. Like, who does that anymore? Well, it turns out it can happen. And it has not gone unnoticed in Taiwan that, you know, the possibility of actual kinetic catastrophe is realer today than it was before February 24th. Yeah.
Shaley Rieger is professor of political science at Davidson College. Shaley, thanks so much for the time.
You are very welcome, Scott.